This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, it is that time of the week. Welcome into BetQLU here on the BetQL Network. We are here, as always, every week, getting you ready for the college basketball weekend ahead. I'm John Martin, as always, joined by RJ Choppy, fresh off of his was that your college basketball color analyst debut? Is that what that was at Tarleton State?
That was my color analyst debut, period. Like, of any... I've never color analyzed anything. I've been a play-by-play guy before. Did like the for like 8 years, and I did TCU women's basketball in the San Juan Shootout 1 year. That was kind of fun. Free trip to Mexico. That was kind of cool. But other than that, that was it. Like that's it. This is my first men's basketball game that I'd ever done, and I loved every minute of it.
Now, Tarleton ended up winning the game. They were down terrible to start the game against Grand Canyon. Did that game end up going to overtime or no? I know Tarleton State won. Did it go to overtime?
It did not go to overtime. Tarleton okay. won. They had a great comeback, but Tarleton won
in regulation. How about that? And what did we learn? What did we learn about the job? What did we learn about the school and the environment? What was our big takeaway?
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. Like, they that's a fun school. Like that's a fun environment. They've got a lot of unique. Tarleton does. They got a lot of unique like student groups. Man, like that Grand Canyon team. You could tell that Tyon Grant Foster is a player. Like you could tell, you could see that he was the best player on the floor. There is no doubt about that. He was the best player on the floor in that game. They just didn't give the ball enough in the second half, quite simply. Yeah. Like they get this big lead, and it's almost like they went away from him. But yeah, you unquestioned, that is that's a tournament team. There is no doubt. Now I don't think they're an at-large team, but they could. I would not want to be in their bracket. I'll tell you that, because if you don't have a dude that's better than him, I mean, he could take that game over.
Now they did storm the court, but I mean, our court storming standards are getting lower and lower. It feels like. I mean, I know Grand Canyon's having a really good year, but come on, man,
dude, they hopped right it over me. So we were right in front of the student section. It's a cramped arena. Okay, it's a. Right. It's a legit it's a D2 gym, okay? They're building a new spot down there, a new arena, but this is a legit high school gym. It's smaller than a lot of high school gyms, to be honest with you. And they were right behind us, and they come storming. It got so bad, like, I could not see, looking to my right, I couldn't really see the scoreboard in the second half as the game got close. I couldn't see the corner either. All the students were, like, kind of covering and crowding over us. Could not see. And then they storm the court, and they jump the scorer's table. They're jumping over the scorer's table to get on the floor. They're not going around it. They're jumping over this thing. And, like, we're getting, like, some dude's wallet fell right in my lap. Right in my lap. $5 bills everywhere. Okay. $5 bill. I mean, if it was an NBA That's game, awesome. I'd have hundreds. Just had $5 bills everywhere. Just falling all over me. But yeah, it was a fun night, dude. Like, I cannot explain, how nerve wracking that was going into it. I was really nervous, and I made some jokes. I sounded like an absolute idiot on a few things. I had no idea what I was talking about. I left that game. I still don't think I know three players' names. I still don't. Well, I think I called it. I called an entire game. I blacked out. I think I blacked out the first half. My fiance was there. My co-host, he was there too.
Oh, that's awesome.
He made the drive, and he said, "Do you know what you do?" Because they gave him headsets. He goes, "Do you know you said this?" And I said, "No, I don't remember saying that at all. I have no idea I said that." Apparently, I talked about this one guy needed to use his leadership and get some rebounds. I don't know what that means. That doesn't make any sense. I don't think I was like, no, I didn't say that. And he played the audio back to me. I said that. I said that. So I take full responsibility.
Use your leadership, man. Not your athleticism. Not your physical. Yeah. Just use your leadership.
I got a little bit kind of too comfortable though at the end because you know, I got two kids. They're one's a teenager, one's 11 years old. So all the youth slang is embedded in me. And right. I was describing how this one guy got a rebound. And I was like, look at that. There he is using his cake, getting position. And instead of using his backside, I said he was using his cake to get position. And I caught myself.
Yeah. That's now you're definitely. As your kids would say, you're chuggy, man. You're so chuggy.
I'm chuggy. That's right.
You're chuggy. But you know what? It's not often we get a very this blunt of a self-assessment, right? Everybody, like I will say this, like, and I know we have a whole show to get to, but while we're on the subject, like, I think the true artists, I truly believe this in life, the true artists never really think they do a good job, right? Like the true artists are like, man, I don't even know what I did. I don't even know if that sounded good. I don't know if that it's weird the way it works, right? But like I've read so many times, like the greatest painters, the greatest artists, like think they sucked. You know, not that you think you sucked, or but like you know, it, you're not coming in here like, oh man, I absolutely killed that. Like that was like I just nailed everything I said. You're like, yeah, I was like using 12-year-old slang, and I don't remember what I said. And leadership to grab a rebound, like I think that probably means you did a good job.
Well, I appreciate that. I honestly like I was very nervous. I was very nervous. But one of the guys I work with, those like Rangers play-by-play, he was like, dude, just be yourself out there. And I was like, well, that's easy. I could sound like an idiot without even trying. I'm probably going to sound like one anyway. So why not just not try? And you'll sound like a more fun idiot than you would.
Be yourself, man. At the end of the day, I would rather lose trying to be myself than anything else. You know, if I lose, I lose, but at least I did it being me. So, kudos to you. Congrats. Looking forward to more. I did tune in for the second half a little bit just to, you know, so show some support. Sounded good to me. Yeah. So, and Tarleton got the win. So, all's well that ends well. It's been a good week. It's been a good couple of weeks for RJ Choppy as the Volunteers, Tennessee Volunteers, as we pivot to college basketball. They get it done at home over Auburn earlier this week. And the key reason why these Vols are where they are in the seed line and in the polls, Dalton Knecht, 39 points from him, 12 of 21 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3. Obviously, next game against Alabama, but is this the reason why? If you feel differently about the Vols, RJ, is he the reason why?
Oh yeah, that was a special performance he had against Auburn, man. Like he was best player on the floor. He was best player in the country. Like let's be real. Like I know Zach Edey's probably going to win the thing. Dalton's the best player in the country. I don't know that there's anybody else that comes close. I don't know who to compare him to. Like he's
right.
You know, like he's like, right. He's not the fastest guy in the world. Right. He's not the speediest. He's like Luka without the passing. Like that's, you know, like he's not, cause he doesn't pass. You know, so, but that's like, the guy's just amazing. And that is the difference between this year's Tennessee team and every other Tennessee team that's ever lived under Rick Barnes or even previous, that they've got a guy that could take over a game. And, you know, they've had NBA players before, you know, Grant Williams, NBA player, and they probably should have done better than they did. But you know, Grant Williams is not a star. He's a role guy. And that's yeah. – and I think Dalton's got a chance to be – he's the better player. I mean, he can shoot like crazy, shoot up the one-on-one. He doesn't he doesn't have to have somebody get him the ball. You know, he could get the ball himself. And I think that really matters in this tournament.
Yeah, Tennessee over at BetMGM minus 125 to win the SEC. Alabama right behind minus 110. Just obviously feels like that's going to be decided, you know, this weekend in Tuscaloosa, at least a good portion of it. So I guess that's going to be probably a pick, you know, maybe Alabama's slight favorite. But, yeah, look, this is what I truly believe about college basketball as we are in March now. I don't think there are many teams that can win the championship. I just don't. I don't think there are. I mean, because I think once you get past the five seed, I think it's really, really bad. I think it's really bleak, actually. Like in terms of teams that are credible and have, you know, a pedigree and team, like I just don't think there are many teams. I think Tennessee is probably one of the very few that I could see, because what I really want to say and what I will say is that it feels like 07-08. It feels like a chalky year to me, where it's going to be the top four. Like that's going to be your final four: Houston, Purdue, UConn. You know, maybe Tennessee could beat an Arizona on a neutral, right? I think that's kind of the fourth spot is up for grabs, but I just don't really see this being a year. We love to say it's wide open, right, RJ? We love to say, I don't really think it's that wide open. I don't think there are that many teams that can really push for it. I think Tennessee, again, is one. But Alabama, like Alabama can't guard. So Alabama's not, even as they're a top 10 team, I don't take them seriously as a national championship contender. I just can't. I know Mark Sears is having a great year, but I don't take them seriously as a contender. Tennessee, what I do like about them is that it Connect gets all the headlines, and deservedly so, but I'm a huge fan of the steadiness that Zakai Ziegler brings game to game. And yeah, he can score too, man. I mean, he's had his nights, and they just –
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Guard, so they help them out. If they, you know, and carry them really offensively. So I don't know, RJ. I just think it feels to me like a very chalky year with that fourth spot being up for grabs, Arizona, Tennessee, you know, those are the kind of teams.
Yeah. And look, there's going to be some questions about Arizona because, like, the Pac-12 is going to be, what, a two-bid league, three-bid league? And the SEC is going to have 7, 8, you know, there's a chance at a ninth team depending on how things fall. So, like, if you have two teams that are even, relatively even, and you know, it could be, you know, Tennessee or Arizona relatively even, and you got to throw Kansas in there, but, like, how do you take the team from the two-bid league over the team from the 7 or 8-bid league as the final number one? That just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And if you're not going to do that, then you should put the team that is the that misses out the top two, so you should put them with that other team in their division. That's probably how it should work. But I don't know how they're going to wind up shaking it out. Everybody I've seen has, you know, Tennessee on the two line. I haven't seen them on the one seed line. Now, look, they've got a tough – they play South Carolina still, Alabama, Kentucky.
Right.
If they win out these final three games, I it's going to be very, very hard to keep them off the one line. Very hard.
Yeah, I agreed. I think it's one of those things where the SEC is typically never revered as a basketball league, but I think that's an outdated perception. I think the SEC is really freaking good this year. I mean, I think, you know, you just named them. I mean, Auburn, Tennessee, South Carolina, Alabama, Kentucky. I mean, those are five really freaking good teams right there that I just named off the top of my head. Mississippi State, you know, was controlling that game. They were up 52-39 against Kentucky in the second half. They were controlling the game. You know, you have, to me, a lot of teams that can make a second weekend. But this feels like the SEC never gets that, you know, they don't ever really get that respect nationally because, you know, college basketball fans are so hung up on Big East, Big East, Big East, and Big 12. But the SEC, to me, has done a great job. And Florida's in there now, too. Florida's back under Todd Golden, right? So I think there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of improvements that have been made to that league. They focused on upgrading their basketball over the years. They did that. And it wouldn't shock me, RJ, if, you know, there is a representative in the SEC in the Final Four.
Dude, you mentioned those five teams. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if any of those five teams are in the Final Four. I mean, I think the conference is absolutely going to have a Final Four team. I mean, there's too many good teams for them to miss out. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the same division as Kentucky. I would not want to be in the same – Alabama defensively, I mean, I think you can get by them. South Carolina's a nasty team. Auburn is a very good team. And, you know, Tennessee is going to have arguably the best player of the tournament or one of the three or four best players of the tournament. Their problem is they never win. Like, we just never win, man. Like, it's – I'm self-preparing myself, like, how's it going to happen this year? Like, what's going to happen this year for us to get beat by Florida Atlantic or watch it be Robbie Avila and Indiana State? How's it going to happen this year?
There you go. That's it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
Dude, that's, you know what? Good. Lenardi and Palm already came out with it. That's the one seed of nicknames. Nobody can ever have a nickname again. Ever. That's in the history of sports.
You got that right, brother. You got that right. All right, we'll come back. We'll take a look at some of the games this weekend. Get into what side of this we may like, all that and more. You're watching BetQLU on the BetQL Network. Back after this.